You ever thought about your legacy? I suppose simply stated, your legacy is what will be remembered about you, said about your works or your efforts when you're gone. You might say what people say when your name is mentioned. Might make you excited to think about that a little bit. But if your conscience starts getting active, the thought of your legacy, how you're remembered, might start to worry you a little bit. What if your conscience got to write your legacy? What if your conscience would remember all of the words that you have said or thought, or all of the things that you have done for all other people to remember you by? Now that might leave you a little less excited about your legacy. Might leave you with me shopping for a better legacy by which to be remembered. When Jesus teaches us to pray, he gives to us to pray for this better legacy. And he gives it to us in the simple words, Lord, hallowed be your name. When we pray that, we pray for a better legacy. We request, as Jesus teaches us to pray, we request for his works and his words to be credited to our account, that his words and works be remembered and spoken of in our midst, and that his gracious saving works in our behalf become the thing that enlivens and gives shape to the way that we speak to others and the way that we act toward our neighbor. What a gracious legacy this is. It's the legacy that rescues us from our legacy of dying, and it gives to us the legacy of life. Hallowed be thy name. Amen.